JCA water treatment.
K3JCA, KB4CBA, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How has your day been?
Fantastic. I'm headed out to the tennis court again. I played some tennis this morning and got another match at 6 o'clock.
How did he hold it up?
Pretty good. Sometimes it hurts a little bit. I'm wearing a little elastic brace on it just to give it a little added strength, but it's holding up pretty well.
That's fantastic. I never really played tennis. I used to play racquetball when I was in the military.
That is a tough game, and and you get as much, if not more, exercise playing racquetball than you do tennis. I tell you, I played racquetball, but I'm no good at it. That's for sure. Of course, I mean, I only played a couple of times, but I don't know if I ever would have gotten the hang of it.
It took a little bit of time to get used to it. I know the first couple of times I learned not to turn around and face backwards and look backwards, because that little ball hitting you in the face, boy, it kind of sparks.
Yeah, it does. I've never been hit in the face with one, but I can imagine it would not be something you do twice. one time's enough.
Sitting here watching the news, just turned it on. It looked like the Fiona is actually going to stay to the east of us, but now they're talking about another tropical threat level.
Looks like the tropics are kind of active, and we may see another hurricane develop, but we'll just have to keep an eye on it.
So do you play the basically tennis every morning and every evening?
Let's see, Tuesday and Wednesday I play in the morning and the evening, and then Monday I play it usually just in the evening. I'll sub for somebody on Monday if they need me, but I don't have a regular doubles match on Monday morning. I wouldn't mind having one, I just don't. And then after Wednesday, I don't have anything all the way through Sunday, which, I'd like to change that too, but it's just hard to find people to play on Thursday and Friday and then the weekend.
Well, I'd like to come out and play, but it's hard for me to get out of the house and so forth, and I've never played. I'm in a wheelchair, so never played in a wheelchair, so I don't know how good I'd be.
Always come out and find out. Do you have a, I don't know what they call it, I guess it's kind of a wheelchair that's set up for sports with the slanted wheels on it.
Because I have two rotator cuffs that are damaged on the left and the right, I have a power chair. I'm right-handed, and I use the racket in the right hand, but I also drive the power chair with the right hand.
Landed inward, and the bounces of the ball up to 2 bounces, but you've got to move your chair around with your hands.
That'd be one of the sports that I can't play. Can't play football either because I can't run.
Well, there's always something you can do, and I know, there's got to be some kind of workout you could do. I'm coming up short with something, but are both of your rotator cuffs bad?
JCA. Yeah, they're very bad.
Well, there's, that would limit you to what you could do from the wheelchair. Because I was thinking about some, there are several machines at the sports club that just require, upper body strength and minimal strength at that. So, I don't know. You might surprise yourself.
Before I damaged them to where they are now, there was a guy at church that ran a kind of a disabled handicap tennis thing out there by the park there off of Washington Street. I can't think, by the zoo. And there was a tennis court down there, and we used to go over there and help some of the people that were physically challenged play tennis there.
Let's see, is that McPherson Park?
Kind of across the stream or the river from where the park is, where the zoo is, and there's like a couple of tennis courts over there.
It's Cleveland Park. There used to be a swimming pool there where the tennis courts are years and years ago before I was born. But that's how long it's been. But that's where the there was an in-ground swimming pool there.
I did for a while. I love to swim. I used to go to the sports club there were on Congaree Road where you play tennis. My wife liked the masseuse place, and her and I would occasionally go to the pool there.
Yeah, the pool. And, I have never been in that pool. I've played tennis, and I've worked out on some of their equipment and that kind of thing, but I have never been in the pool. And but anyway, I tell you, it's been some days. I wish I could have jumped in the pool after I finished playing tennis. I was so hot and sweaty.
They have a jacuzzi in there, too, next to the pool. It's nice. So, like, after you play tennis, you can get in there, soak in the hot tub there, and afterwards get in the pool during, I guess, if they don't have something going on, that class or an exercise water sports class going on. So, all righty, I'm going to jump out of here real quick. My wife brought me dinner and having a tuna melt with some chips today.
Good. I just ate myself, and I don't like to play on an empty stomach. All right, well, enjoy, and good to talk with you, and have a good rest of the evening, and we'll talk to you later. 73 KB4CBA Mobile.
KA3JC8.